Sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Masechtes Arla, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. So one of the many chidushim we learned in Mishnah Hey is that Arla becomes batal in 200. We'll see more about this in Perik Beis, but basically speaking, the Rabbanan said, if you want Arla to become batal, you have to have 200 times not Arla in the mixture. So Sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Tia Shel Arla, if we have a young tree of Arla, it's not 3 years old yet, Vishal Kleya Kerem. Kleya Kerem? Okay, in case you forgot from Masechtas Klayim, or in case, B'ez Hashem Yisbarach, you're going to learn Masechtas Klayim. If you have something like grain that's planted near a grapevine, both the grain and the vine become Kleya Kerem, and they're Aser Bahana. Kleya Kerem also will only become batal if you have 200 times the heter keneged yisr. So what we have over here is, again, beginning of Mishnah Vav, Netiyah Shel Arla, a young Arla tree, Vishal Kleya Kerem, or Kleya Kerem, Shenis Arvu Binetiyos, that got mixed up with other young trees. So what exactly happened? Well, let's say with Arla. Somebody here is taking care of these trees, he's growing these trees, and he goes, oh no, which tree was less than 3 years old? I forgot. And in the case of Klayim, so they removed the grain, but the farmer can't figure out next to which vine it was. Now the Batanura explains the case. How does Kleya Kerem somehow get lost? Somebody had a flower pot with a hole in it, and he kept it underneath a vine. A flower pot with a hole in it, in other words, an utzis nakov, is going to draw energy from the karka. So if you have this long enough next to a vine, the juices are mixing. Whatever is giving kayach to the vine, whatever is giving kayach to what's in this flower pot, is mixing together, and this is becoming kleya kerem. So you're now going to eat those grapes. Exactly how many vines become usser? Okay, for that, maybe you remember Masechtas Klayim, all kinds of different situations. Well, how long does he have to be here? And how long does the flower pot with the hole in it have to be next to the vine to create the problem? And the answer is, long enough, like we're soon going to see in the Mishnah, that a 200th will grow, because that part of the grapes is Kleya Kerem, and it won't become batal. If it's less than that, it'll become batal. Okay, so once again, Netiyah Shel Arla, young trees of Arla, Vishel or of Kleya Kerem, Shenasarva, that got mixed up, Benetias, with other young trees that should not be Aser, and I don't know which is the one that's Aser, or which ones are Aser. So, like the Mishnah Reza, Loy Yilkite. You can't take any of the pears here in the orchard because of the one that became Aser. Because if you don't know which one it is, then they're all Aser. Vim Lokat, well, what if Beshaygek, he did take the pears? So, like the Mishnah, Yala Be'echot Amasai, it would become Batal if you have 200 times the heter keneged the chelek shel iser. So let's say he forgot there was a problem, didn't know there was a problem, and he picked all the peiros here in this orchard. Now he has a mixture of peiros that are mutter with peiros that are aser. And not just aser, we're talking about the iser of Kleya Kerem or the iser of Arla, that are aser bana, and don't become batal unless you have 200. So figure out how much heter there is and how much iser there is. And if you have 200 times the amount of heter toward the Isser, then the Isser becomes batal. But Obelvachle is Chav and Lilkot. He can't go Lechatchil and say, well, let me gather all the peiros. When I mix them together, I'll have 200 times the amount of heter. That you can't do. Because there's a rule that Ein Mevatlem Isser Lechatchil. When we say that Arla and Kleya Kerem become batal in 200, meaning you have 200 times the amount of heter and one time the amount of Isser, total 201, that's if it got mixed up. But as long as it didn't get mixed up yet, well, let's say each of the vines are in their place, I just don't know which ones are Aser, they don't become batal. You can't say, well, in this orchard I have for sure 200 times more trees than I have the ones that are Aser. It doesn't work that way. Some explain peiros that are still in Mechubar, that are connected to the ground, are considered a Davar Chashiv, doesn't become batal. Some explain it doesn't work because if it's mixed, that's when we say it becomes batal. But a davar kvua, each tree that's set in its place doesn't become batel. So if you did it already, you mixed them all up, okay. Maybe it will become batel if you have 200 times the amount of het, but you can't lechatchila do it. And by the way, if you know you're not allowed to do it and you do it anyway, Chazal made a knas and they said it won't become batel, even if you have 200 times the amount of heter. That's the sheet of the Tanakam. Rabbi Yossi says, Af yischavin lilkoid v'yalu. You know, you can collect all the payrois, knowing good and well that you're setting up a situation where it's going to become batel. Wait a second. Didn't you just tell me, ein mevatlin isa lechatchila? You can't lechatchila pour in a drop of milk and 60 times the amount of meat and say, well, it becomes batel. That's only if it fell in. And the same is true for all Isurim. Zakrab Yaisi, this is a very rare case. A tree amongst different trees, and you don't know which tree it is. It's not Shchiach. People are careful with this. Nobody wants to lose a tree and not know which tree it is. And no one plants an Erla tree between other trees, unless there's a very clear siman to remember this is the Erla tree. And you don't walk around with flower pots with holes in it. You're very careful with Klai Akarim. And the rule is, says Rabbi Yossi, Chazal didn't make zeiros in a situation where it's not shchiach. Milsa de loy shchicha loy gazru bei rabbana. And therefore Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's okay. Although normally an al Rabbi Mevatel an iser to start with, here you can, says Rabbi Yossi. So again, Rabbi Yossi says, af yischav in lilkait, he can even bekavana intend to pick them, and v'yalu be'echad ha'masayim, they will become batal. Unlike the Chacham, who say, no, if you do b'mezid, it won't become batal. There's another girsa in the Yerushalmi. You can look at the Taisus Rabbi Kiva Ege here. Not Rabbi Yossi Yomer Af Yischav in Lilkot. He's not mamish giving us a green light to do it. Rather, Rabbi Yossi says Af Yischav in Lilkot Lemaisa. If you did it, even though you did it bemazed, you knew you weren't supposed to, but Lemaisa, you did it. Fine, it becomes batel. So according to the Tanakama, you're not allowed to. If you have a vine here that's aser because it's Arla or Klai Akarim, you just don't know which one it is, not much you can do. Not much you can do. As a matter of fact, it's all aser. You don't have permission to pick the peiros and try to be mevatel it. Even if you would gather them together, you would have a mixture and you would have 200 times the amount of that. You can't do it. If it was b'shoigeg, if it was by mistake, fine. And they're mixed and you have 200 times the amount of heter, it's good. According to Rabbi Yossi, according to the Gersa of our Mishnah, green light. Here's not where Chazal made the gzeir that you can't be mevatel in Issa l'chatchila. We don't think people are going to do this to start with. Everyone's going to run away from this situation. It won't be like, oh, if you can do that, people will stop planting. No. Don't worry about it. Rabbi Yossi says, go ahead, take all the payers, and if you have 200 times the amount of heter, it's fine. But according to the Gersa of the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yossi is not telling us l'chatchila we can do it. He's saying that even if you did it, b'mezid with kavana will still say, okay, well, now it's mixed up, and you have 200 times the amount of heter, so it becomes mutter.